This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Labels get thrown around willy-nilly during primary season. They're tossed off by pundits and placed in attack ads and carefully calculated by campaigns. So when candidate Hillary Clinton snapped this off during the first Democratic debate in October, you can be pretty sure it was well vetted.
Just for the record, are you a progressive or are you a moderate?
I'm a progressive, but I'm a progressive who likes to get things done. And I know how to find common ground.
While Hillary fans cheered, supporters of Bernie Sanders pointed to Senator Clinton's voting record to contest any claim to progressive credentials. But just what does progressive mean in 2016? Yale University history professor Beverly Gage dug into that question for the New York Times Magazine. And Beverly, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
So before we get to what progressive means today, let's talk about its history. When was it first used in politics and what did it mean then?
Well, the word progressive has a very long and somewhat tortured history in American politics. It really became popular sort of around the turn of the last century, so from the late 19th moving into the 20th century. This was a moment when a lot of Americans were very worried that kind of new big industrial corporations were taking over American democracy, when people were worried about mass immigration coming into the United States and what that was going to mean for cities and working conditions. And most of all, they were really worried the government wasn't up to the task of dealing with all of these things. So to be a progressive at that moment was just to be someone who said, look, we have these social problems, and we really think that the government at all levels really ought to be doing something about it.
Well, you point out that urban reformers and pacifists and trust busters and suffragists all called themselves progressives. What made it so appealing?
Right. Well, I think it was really a hopeful word at the time, and it was a word that said we have these challenges as a society and we can do something about them. But progressivism had also a somewhat darker side. So you listed off a bunch of groups that we would think of as being more or less progressive today, but a lot of people called themselves progressives at the time that we would now think of as being kind of reactionary. So people who put the Jim Crow system into place, legalized segregation in the South, often described themselves as progressives because they said that black voters and black politicians were corrupt, and therefore, if you wanted a good government in the South, it had to be a white government. So there was all sorts of stuff that fell under this label at the turn of the last century. And this has been really puzzling to historians for just about the whole time since.
Well, and it was that bitter three-way election in 1912, the incumbent Woodrow Wilson, Republican Howard Taft, and Teddy Roosevelt running as the Bull Moose candidate, his ally and old friend Taft.
Right, exactly.
They all claimed progressive status. So if you consider their policies, did a true progressive emerge there?
If you think about the progressive era and you think about a single politician who kind of embodies that progressive can-do spirit, it's really Teddy Roosevelt. And he ran on a party that explicitly called itself the Progressive Party. But in this bigger tent of progressivism, certainly Woodrow Wilson was a progressive. And William Howard Taft, even though Teddy Roosevelt said, you're a conservative, you didn't do what I wanted you to do in the White House, I think he also, by most standards, could be considered a progressive.
Well, this was a huge force at the beginning of the century. We had labor reform, banking reform, the income tax. When did things shift and why?
Well, the end of the progressive era really sort of came around the First World War. So a lot of people who had been so confident that government and rational thought and good planning was going to bring about a better future were pretty upset when the First World War came along. Millions of people died in a massive bloodbath that seemed to really produce nothing. And so that was a real moment of disillusionment. Some people kept calling themselves progressives, but the real energy of the movement ended around that moment.
And the word shifted, I guess, or morphed somewhat during the New Deal and into liberals. Is that when liberal became the term?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So when the 30s comes along and you get a big new burst of reform energy in the government, Franklin Roosevelt enters the White House. Most of his crowd are not calling themselves progressives at that point. They've chosen the word liberal. And that's partly because progressives often had this kind of moralistic approach to politics, right? So they were associated with prohibition, for instance, which FDR didn't like at all and got rid of the moment that he was in the White House. So they started calling themselves liberals. And then in the 30s, to be a progressive really meant that you had moved much further to the left, that you were sort of a fellow traveler of the Communist Party.
So when did progressive make a comeback?
So progressive went really sort of out of circulation in the 40s and 50s when you had McCarthyism, when to be really a leftist of any stripe was considered somewhat suspect. And it was pretty dead for a long time. But when liberal, which had been the term of choice, when that became a dirty word, sort of starting in the 70s and 80s with Ronald Reagan, then a lot of people on the left of the Democratic Party went back to progressive and thought, hey, we have this useful term once again.
We're speaking with Beverly Gage. She's a history professor at Yale, and she wrote about the term progressive for the New York Times Magazine. And this is something that, you know, Republicans would probably use as an insult, wouldn't they, progressive?
Yeah, it hasn't been there's so many insults that could be used, liberal, socialist, progressive. I'm not sure that progressive has quite caught on as an epithet yet, though we may be seeing that coming in the election this year.
But it does seem, you know, I think more people in a very anecdotal way would call themselves progressives than liberals. Does liberals still sort of connote a kind of insult, or progressive maybe carries a little bit more positivity or even righteousness?
I think that's right. I mean, I think liberal at this point has both a slightly dated connotation, but I think it also can seem kind of limited to a lot of people. Certainly people still bandy that word around, but really progressive, if you look at the gay rights movement, you look at the environmental movement, you look at the campaign finance movement, I think most people in those movements at this point are calling themselves progressives rather than liberals.
Well, when I heard Hillary Clinton use the term progressive who gets things done, to me, it sounded like part rallying cry and part put down.
Right.
So what's the argument against her calling herself a progressive?
Right. Well, it's a funny phrase, and she really did seize upon it. It got, as you saw, big applause line at the debate. She made bumper stickers with that line. So she's really embracing this phrase. I think it's intended to appeal to people who might be voting for Bernie Sanders in the primaries, but it also has this little put down attached to it, which suggests, you know, progressives are dreamers, right? Progressives are idealists. Progressives have all these big ideas about the future, but they aren't necessarily being realistic. So I think she's really trying to split the difference there and say, I'm a big dreamer, but I'm a realist at the same time, and I'm going to get into the muck of politics and, as she said, get things done.
Well, Beverly, I was looking at a number of the comments, and I know a lot of writers choose not to look at the comments on their articles, but it seems like the term is still very much fraught. You know, there are a lot of sort of barbs from the left that progressive means communist or socialist, and others who say that, you know, I'd rather be progressive than regressive. Why do you think it's such a contentious term?
Well, I think it's contentious because it can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. You know, so if you look at someone like Glenn Beck, who I'm not sure has a whole lot of influence on the right anymore, but when he was writing and thinking a lot about people like Woodrow Wilson, you know, he actually was equating progressives with fascists, with people who want to kind of exhibit social control over the whole society. And I do think that that kind of language has sort of caught on the right. Whereas on the left, you know, I think progressive is really a deeply held set of values that conveys what you think about civil rights, about gay rights, about the environment, and about a whole range of issues.
Beverly Gage, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks. I really enjoyed it.
Beverly Gage, she's a professor at Yale University and a frequent contributor to the New York Times Magazine. That's where we read her article, More Progressive Than Thou. You'll find a link to read it yourself at wordofmouthradio.org.